Holy Father, we thank you for the privilege to be here today. We are glad that we're here today, Lord, because we come to meet with you. And Lord, with one another, we thank you for the fellowship we enjoy together as family, as sons and daughters who have been redeemed by the blood and brought into fellowship with you. Lord, thank you for what we get to enjoy, Lord, now because of what you've done. Lord, we are so grateful as your grace, Lord, has been lavished upon us, Lord. And we don't deserve you, but you loved us anyways. You loved us first. You laid down your life for us. Thank you, Lord, for your willingness to go in our place, to die a cruel death on that cross. Lord, not only for our sins, but for the sins of the world. And we know, Lord, there is salvation and none other, no other name under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. Father, our prayer is that there will be salvation, healing, and deliverance this year. Healing, restoration, Lord God, in Jesus' name. We pray, let your church, your bride, your people, Lord, will be filled with your holy fire, that we will burn for you, God. We ask you, Lord God, to stir us, God, by your Spirit. Bring every one of us to full flame, God. Lord, you said you don't want us to be lukewarm. You'd spit us out. So, God, we pray, set our hearts ablaze for you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that those who come to you, you will in no wise cast out. That is your promise. So we come to you, Father, realizing that without you we can do nothing. But all things through Christ who strengthens us. So, Lord, we pray for an impartation of your divine truth, that you feed us with manna from on high. Lord, that thank you for the oil of healing and for the joy of your holy wine, Lord God, your presence that rejoices our hearts, Lord. Lord, brightens our faces. We thank you so much for the body of Christ and for giving us a place to come and gather, Lord, and for the freedoms we enjoy in this nation. Father, we pray, wake up America, God. Wake up this nation. Wake up your church, Lord, across this nation. Lord, revive us. We know that is our hope, and our only hope is that we'll return to you, the God of our fathers, in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And so sometimes it takes a repetition of the word, amen, before faith is birthed in us, before we begin to really grasp it, understand it, and internalize it, you know. And whatever is in our hearts will eventually come out. So we've got to get past just receiving knowledge in our head, amen, to receiving the revelation of God in our spirits, because it's out of our heart and out of our spirit that the life of God flows. And so only the Spirit of God can change the heart of man, amen. And through the Word of God, the revelation, basically, of who God, the true God, is. And God created us to be a free moral agent, amen. We get to choose what we do with our lives. God's given you charge of your life and said you're responsible with your life. Amen. But understand that all souls are mine, and the day will come when you will be recalled. And it is appointed, amen, unto man once to die, and after this the judgment. Everyone is going to go before the king. Today is the day of preparation for the day when we will be presented to the Lord. Amen. So we want to commit ourselves and submit ourselves to God. Amen. So that God will do that work of preparation in our lives to make us holy. Amen. Without blemish, if you will. And only God can make us holy. Jesus said in John 8:34, most assuredly I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Title of the message today is Breaking the Chains of Sin, Self, and Satan. Breaking the Chains of Sin, Self, and Satan. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. The message of Christ, amen, breaks the yoke, liberates the captives. God wants to bring everyone into the liberty of sonship, amen. We're no longer a slave to sin or to our forefathers' sin, amen. He takes us out of Adam and brings us into Christ, amen, who is the second Adam, all right? And so as new believers, as new Christians, amen, we have to drink the milk. We have to grow. If we are growing, we are healthy. If we are hungry for God, we are healthy. If we're not hungry for God, we're unhealthy. Even as a babe, amen, if a baby loses its appetite, it means it's what? It's not feeling well, right? But a healthy baby is going to be hungry. And so the hunger is a sign that we're in good standing with God, in the right place, that things are well, amen, because God creates a hunger in us, amen. But that thing can be clouded by other things that will enter in. If we allow certain things in our lives, amen, that can choke out the life of God in us. God's not going to cohabitate, amen, with rebellion. God wants his people to submit themselves to him and to obey his voice. Why? Because God loves us. Amen. It's because he loves us that he gives us his word. He knows what's right. He knows what's good for us because he created us. He knows the product quite well. And he knows what works for us. Sin always produces slavery. During the 60s, everybody was like tuning out and just letting go of all the restrictions, you know, and saying we're just going to be free to do whatever we feel like doing. And God has allowed mankind to make that choice to do whatever he wants. But it seemed like the freer people thought they were getting, the more problems that started happening. Yeah. People were lining up at the clinics. Yeah. For sexually, transmitted diseases and other problems of the poverty and homelessness and sickness and other things that started to creep in because of a mentality that said that I don't need to have any kind of responsibility in my life. I'm just going to float like a bee, you know. And so as a result, sin always brings us into slavery. However, sin promises us freedom. It's like the devil tells people, if you will just eat of this, you'll be wise. You become like God. You can be your own free agent. Do whatever you want. You don't have to answer to anybody. Just follow me. Amen. And life will be good. You'll have freedom. And, people in the streets are carrying signs and saying freedom of choice, freedom of choice. And you know what? God does give people freedom of choice. You can do what you want with your body, You can break every law, every law of the land, and yet there are consequences for that too, amen? And the reason why God gives us laws is to protect us. Hello, somebody, right? And so laws are good. Good laws, amen, should be obeyed. Any law that would violate the word of God or undermine the word of God is a bad law, amen, and should not be obeyed. But we are to obey the laws of the land as long as they don't contradict the word of God. Because there is a higher law. Amen. But Jesus came that we might have a full and satisfying life. He didn't come to take away our freedom. He came to actually liberate us from the deception of sin. Because sin is deceiving. Sin always promises you good. But in the end it produces death. We've all been duped by it. We've all sinned. We've all fallen short. We've all made choices, amen, that later on we regretted. But initially it seemed like a good choice. It seemed pleasurable for a season, didn't it? But then later on it produced death. And so the Lord came to deliver us from death. He came to deliver us from self, from ourselves. Because yes, apart from Christ, we are our own worst enemy. Because we were born corrupted with a sin nature, amen, and sold to Satan as slaves, basically. And so he could take people captive at his will. And so a lot of times we did things that maybe we didn't even plan on doing. We found ourselves doing it anyways. But the Lord came to destroy the works of the devil, and he wants to destroy the works of the devil in our lives. Amen. And then when that happens, we're in a position to help others come free. Amen. To minister to others. In Romans 6:4, it says, therefore, we were buried with him, through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So when we are united with the Lord, amen, into baptism, and that really is not just necessarily water baptism, but it means the baptism that takes place when we are united in Christ, amen, baptized into Christ Jesus. We become one with him. We are born again, born of his Spirit. When we are united with Christ, amen, then we are united in his death, burial, and also his resurrection. So we have a resurrection in our spirit. Amen. We become alive and we become united with Christ, and we're raised up together with him and seated in heavenly places. And so we as God's people who have been resurrected with him are to live from heaven to earth, not earth to heaven. We need to understand who we are in him, who he is in us, and where we are supposed to live from. Amen. And so Jesus said to them that believe on me, as the scripture said, out of their belly will flow rivers of living water. You and I become his temple. Amen. We have a relationship with the Lord in the spirit. We can commune with God, and we're united with him. And that Bible says, amen, that we are seated with him in heavenly places. And so the outer man gets in the way. The outer man conflicts. The outer man is stubborn. The outer man is rebellious. The outer man wants to have its own way. Amen. Does not want to submit to the law of God or the law of the Spirit of life. Amen. So we have to deal with that outer man, don't we, every day? We have to put to death the misdeeds of the body. We have to tell our body it's going to obey God. Amen. And we can only do that by the power of the Holy Spirit within us. Amen. Through the new birth. So if you're not born again, you're not going to have the ability, amen, to live right, except an external righteousness that may impress people, but you're certainly not going to be right standing with God, amen, because God looks at the heart. God judges according to the heart, okay? People can do a lot of things outwardly, but it may not be the true condition of their internal life, amen. So God works from the inside out, amen? So our hearts need to be changed in order for our lives to truly be changed. That's the work of the Holy Spirit, all right? But there has to be a cooperation with us, with amen, with the Holy Spirit, together with our spirit. Our liberty, our freedom, is not found, amen, in the Constitution. I love the Constitution, amen? Thank God for this nation and our Constitution, and we should uphold the Constitution. Amen. We should be loyal to our nation. Amen. But true freedom must begin in the heart, in the spirit of man. Amen. And so you can have, if you will, national, okay, laws that are in place to give you certain liberties and freedoms, but you're really still not a true free man until you're free spiritually. Are you hearing me, somebody? You're a free moral agent. You can do what you want. But as long as you submit yourself to devil by obeying his voice, you are a slave to the one to whom you submit yourself. Yeah. So God came to break the power of Satan in our lives, to liberate us from his power so that we can live for him now in newness of life. We've been raised up together with him and seated in the heavenly places. So in 2 Corinthians 3:17, here it is again. Now the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So liberty is found in the Lord. Our true freedom, amen, from guilt, from shame, from torment, from whatever the enemy throws on us, amen, is only going to be found in the Holy Spirit, in Christ. For the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit, capital S, Holy Spirit is, there is liberty or freedom. Amen. So anyone who is not in Christ, obviously, is still a slave to Satan. All right. So people who are not in Christ are still captives to Satan's power and his lies. In 2 Timothy 2:24, a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth. God's not willing, right, that anyone should perish. And that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, the trap of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. You see, people don't realize that they're slaves. If you've always been a slave, that's all you've ever known. That is your sense of identity as being a captive, all right? So people that were born as a slave, if they've never known or tasted freedom, that is their world. That is their identity. I think of North Korea, how those people generationally have grown up in slavery. Amen? And to them, that is normal because that's all they've ever known. And they have not tasted of the true freedom. Amen? Of being released from that tyranny. Amen? And being in a free country, if you will, where they do have some freedom to choose for themselves. And so it is spiritually, people are born enslaved to sin and Satan, amen? And because of sin, you know, we have become corrupted. So our self, or if you will, our outer man, the man that we were born with, the woman that you were born with, amen, was in Adam. And therefore, you know, that part of you also was hostile to God. As a matter of fact, that part of you cannot please God. You cannot patch up or improve upon your old person. You must be a new creation in Christ Jesus. And the new creation, amen, is able to please God or to live for God. Because you've been set free from the bondage of sin and brought into the glorious liberties of the sons of God through the new birth. So, in Christ, we're set free from the bondage of sin for what reason? To serve the living God. Somebody say to serve the Lord, right? So 1 Peter 2:16 says, you are free, yet you are God's slaves. So don't use your freedom as an excuse to do evil. How does one break free from the bondage of spiritual slavery? Well, it begins with the knowledge of the truth. Amen. Jesus said, and you shall know the truth. Truth shall set you free. So it begins with a knowledge of the truth. We have to know, amen, what is true. Otherwise, we just live by our own corrupted opinions. Wise in our own understanding. And our own understanding is not sufficient, is it? And that's why we need the mind of Christ. We need to know what is true, what is authentic. Because every one of us here knows what it's like to believe something and maybe even passionately believe in that and find out later that it was only a lie. And so we're incapable of really overcoming the devil on our own, independent of Christ. We need God's wisdom. We need the discernment, the ability to judge correctly that comes through a knowledge of God revealed to us by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, reveals God to us. Amen. The heart of the Father to us. We cannot know God once again unless he is revealed by the Spirit to us. That's why we have people in all kinds of groups and cliques and denominations and sects and believe in this thing and believe in that thing. Everybody has an opinion about, well, I think the Bible means this. I believe the Bible. How many know that the Holy Spirit is not divided? There is one Holy Spirit, Spirit of truth. Amen. He will lead you into all truth. He said he will dwell in you. Amen. And so those of us who are in the Holy Spirit, amen, and are submitted to the Holy Spirit are able to come to agreement in the truth. It doesn't mean that we're going to always believe everything everybody else believes, but it does mean that we will have enough common ground, amen, of truth and knowledge to unite us and keep us together. Doctrine is important. Teaching is important. Studying and learning the Word of God is important. Amen. But the key to remember is that the purpose of the written Word is to reveal the living Word, so we may know the voice of God, so that we might be able to navigate in this life by the direction of the Holy Spirit. Knowing His voice is key to walking in victory. Because if we're not careful and we don't maintain our relationship with the Lord, then the enemy can slip in there and impersonate God and start to lead us astray. Are you hearing me, somebody? And sometimes our own pride gets in the way because we want to try to impress people with how smart we are because of how much we know. As you know, knowledge makes pride, doesn't it? It puffs up. But love edifies. But where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There's liberty. Amen. And that means that I'm no longer bound, amen, by sin. I'm no longer bound by Satan. As a matter of fact, I'm not even bound by myself. I have a freedom now, amen, to control myself, because the power of the Holy Spirit enables me, amen, to live, amen, a good life, a right life before God. God does not want any one of us here to accept or to settle for any kind of spiritual bondage. You see, the devil wants you just to accept that that's just the way it's going to have to be for you. Well, you prayed, nothing happened. It must not be God's will for you to get free from that torment. The devil's a liar. The Lord wants us to have peace. The Lord wants us to be able to lay our head down at night, amen, and rest in His peace, amen. God does not want us to be guilt-ridden, amen. He doesn't want us to be ridden with shame and regret. Jesus came to cancel out those assignments of the enemy, amen, to deliver us from the power of sin, amen, and the accusations of the enemy. God wants to silence through a knowledge of the truth, amen. When I know that God has taken care of my sin problem, that God has forgiven me, God has liberated me, I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. My past is redeemed, amen. It will not be held against me anymore. God has already freed me in Christ so that I can walk in new life, amen, and serve Him and bear fruit unto eternal life, amen. Hallelujah. God wants you free today. Don't settle for anxiety. Don't settle for depression. Come on, somebody. Don't settle for mental torment. Don't settle for these things. That is not God's will for you, to be depressed, to be anxious, to be worried, to be fearful. It is not God's will for His people. Amen. To suffer these things. That's why Jesus came to deliver us, amen, from the power of Satan. And to translate us into the kingdom of His dear Son as citizens of heaven with access to the throne of our Father. Amen. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So if we're not giving God access, we're not really letting Him have the whole offering. Well, in the areas that you resist God's Spirit, the enemy will torment you. The enemy will continue to do his dirty deeds in your life. That's why God wants us to surrender our lives completely to Him. Are you hearing me? Completely surrender yourself to God. Give Him the whole offering, body, soul, spirit, the whole thing. Amen. And every part of me that does not align with the Word of God, God wants to bring it into alignment with His Word. Amen. And so we study and we learn and find out what God has promised, amen, in His Word. Hallelujah. And then by faith, we appropriate that Word. Amen. We internalize the Word of God. Hallelujah. And our hearts are changed. And when your heart is changed, your life will change. Peace. That passes all understanding. It's not something that is produced externally in our lives. We go on vacation because we want an external peace. You know, while you're out there enjoying the campfire, whatever you like to do for vacation, you're swatting mosquitoes and smoke in your eye, you know, marshmallow in your hair, whatever. In other words, you're not going to really find your satisfaction, you know, or the real peace that God wants to give you by external things, right? Things of this world that are just, you know, are temporary patches, if you will. Some people, they just live, their life is all, it's like they're just covered with patches, amen? Trying to make themselves feel, why? Because we're all looking for that peace. We're all looking for that heaven, if you will. And yet heaven is in the Lord. Wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. There's joy. There's love. There's peace. There's goodness. There's faithfulness. There's gentleness. There's self-control in the Spirit of the Lord. There is no torment. In the love of God, amen, there's no torment. God wants His people free from depression. He wants us free from anxiety and fear. He wants us free from guilt and shame. Come on, somebody. He wants us free from mental torment. Do not settle for those things in your life. Fight the good fight of faith. Amen. Lay hold on eternal life. Call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Press into God. Amen. How many know that praise is toxic to the devil? And we need to learn to do that outside of these walls. Amen. And walk in that place, hallelujah, in the Holy Spirit, to where we can have life and peace in the Spirit. No matter what's going on externally, God wants you to be standing up internally. Amen. He wants you to be strengthened by His Spirit in the inner man. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus said in John 8:31, He said to the Jews who believed Him, "If you abide in My word, you are My disciples indeed." There are a lot of people that don't take any time to read the Word. Amen. They don't study the Bible. They may come and get a sermonette once in a while, but they're not in the Word. Amen. But He said, if you continue in My Word, all right, if you abide in My Word, you are My disciples indeed. Now, understand that at this time when Jesus said this, they didn't have Bibles. They had the Word. The Word was speaking to them. Amen. And when God gives us His Spirit, amen, the Spirit of truth, it's the Spirit of Christ in us who will then begin to teach us. We have an anointing from Him, amen, and that anointing in you will teach you, amen. And when we read the written word, amen, the living word will always be in agreement with this word, amen. And so through the written word, we come to know the voice of the living word, and then we know the voice of God, we can discern. God wants us to have keen awareness of what is true and what is false. Amen. To know the difference. And through the Word of God, amen, we come to a place where now God can trust us. Amen. Because we know the truth. And then that truth will make you free. Hallelujah. In verse 32, now Word of God will do this. It will lead us into fellowship with God. So the Word of God is to lead us into fellowship with God in the Spirit. Jesus made our fellowship with the Father possible through His shed blood. You know this. Ephesians 2:13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been made near by the blood of Christ. Do you believe that today? Do you believe that you have been brought near? See, what we believe will determine what we receive. We have to believe God's report. If anything, any thoughts that we have do not agree with this, they're rogue thoughts. They're thoughts that must be taken captive to the obedience of Christ, who is the Word. Amen. There is no other way, amen, to be reconciled to the Lord except through His blood. It's the blood of Jesus that cleanses us from sin so we can be made right in His sight. Amen. When we receive Christ, we receive the full blessings, the full freedom as sons and daughters. Amen. We have been made free through the sacrifice of Jesus. Amen. And by receiving the Spirit of God, now we have the power, amen, to live a life that honors God as we rely upon His strength and no longer put confidence in our own strength. Freedom as sons, Galatians 4:4. When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive the adoption as sons. And because you are sons, God has set forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. I love this, that as a son, I can come with confidence into my Father's throne. I'm an heir to the new birth. Sonship means that we belong to Him. We are His property, amen, with full rights as members of the household of God. Hallelujah. But even as sons, we are responsible, hear me, to maintain our freedom in Christ. The enemy wants to get us back into bondage again through lies and through deception. That's why we must continue in the Word. So we know what God says, and if it does not agree with what God says, it's a lie. Amen? Our freedom can be lost if we don't guard ourselves, either by willful sin or by attempting to remain free by our own strength. So when God liberates us, we are free indeed. Amen? But our responsibility is to maintain our freedom, is to enforce that freedom in our lives and don't allow ourselves to get entangled again with the bondage of sin. Amen? Don't allow ourselves to get entangled again even with legalism, placing ourselves under either a law to ourselves or to the law of Moses. The law of Moses is perfect. It's good. It's holy. Amen? But the law of Moses was to point out the fact that apart from Christ, we can't do it. Amen? We cannot live holy lives. Amen? And so when you're born again, God writes on the tablets of your heart or your spirit His law. He puts His Spirit in there. The Spirit of truth begins to teach you and reveals to you the way in which you should live. And when you step out of alignment with the Holy Spirit, amen, it's the law of the Spirit of life that convicts your heart and brings you back. Amen. Aren't you glad for that? Does it always feel good? No. But is it good? Yes. I'm thankful that the Lord convicts us. Amen. In 2 Peter 2 and verse 20, it says, when people escape from the wickedness of the world by knowing our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and then get tangled up and enslaved by sin again, they are worse off than before. That's why we must guard ourselves as God's children. Do not think that you can get away with indulging your sin nature, okay? It costs you more than what you're going to get out of it. The enemy wants to enslave God's people again. He wants us to become hostile to God by making choices that are against the will of God. He wants us to become an enemy of the cross. Are you hearing me? We're either going to live by the grace of God or by the grace we give ourselves. I've talked about this before. The grace that we give ourselves is not saving grace. The grace that we give ourselves is this thing called self-justification. It's not that bad. I'm not as bad as that person. Me and God have a special arrangement. Have you heard that one? Yeah, I have a special relationship. You know, in other words, maybe your Jesus contradicts this book, but my Jesus would never contradict this book. Amen? Because He is the true Word, the living Word. Amen. And so people try to justify themselves. But Jesus said to the Pharisees, you are those who justify yourselves. But, you know, those who try to justify themselves are an abomination to God, He said. It's disgusting. Why? Because apart from Christ, we cannot be justified. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot give ourselves grace. The only grace that saves us is the grace that God gives us because we repent of our sin. And we turn to Him and say, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me. And He is merciful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us. Amen. Aren't you glad we have that promise? I don't know about you, but I walk in that every day. I'm constantly saying, Lord, forgive me for that thought or for whatever it was. Amen. That slip up, praise God. Amen. I always call on the Lord. We should walk in that place of repentance. We should have a repentant heart towards God. In other words, I don't want to do anything to grieve the Lord that I love. Amen. I don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit of God that He's been given to me. That's why we must pray and stay in fellowship with the Lord. Because apart from Him, we can do nothing. Galatians 5:3, I'll say it again. If you are trying to find favor with God by being circumcised, by some kind of external ritual, you must obey every regulation in the whole law of Moses. For if you are trying to make yourselves right with God by keeping the law, you have been cut off from Christ. Listen, you have fallen away from God's grace. That's where we see falling away from God's grace is when we seek to be justified by ourselves rather than by Christ. We cannot put our confidence in ourselves, but in the Lord who alone grants us the grace to live free from the power of sin. It's by the grace of God I can live free from the influence of the enemy. Amen. I can break every chain in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Every chain of sin, of self, and of Satan in the name of Jesus Christ. I am called to enforce what Christ has already done on my behalf. In my life, amen, I must maintain my liberty. I should not allow myself to get entangled in a place where now I began in the Spirit, but now I'm trying in my own strength to live the Christian life. Galatians 5:1 says, stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ Jesus has what made us free, and do not be entangled again with a yoke of bondage. So again, we're in danger of getting into spiritual bondage if we turn away from the Lord and begin to put our confidence in ourselves. Now, I know if we are confident in ourselves, when we do good, we can feel good about ourselves. We can even boast about how good we're doing when our confidence is in self. How many know what I'm talking about? But how many know that the Lord is going to quickly point out that you don't have what you need to overcome, amen, in yourself? And so like Peter, he said, Peter, oh, you're going to have to learn the hard way. I'm paraphrasing. But you think that you're all that, you're going to find out you're no match for the adversary. You're going to have to learn to trust me now and rely upon my ability, my grace to overcome, amen, the pressure that the enemy will bring upon you. Paul asked the Galatians in chapter 3, verse 2, let me ask you this one question. Did you receive the Holy Spirit by obeying the law of Moses? Of course not. You received the Spirit because you believed the message you heard about Christ. How foolish can you be after starting your Christian lives in the Spirit? Why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort? Has anybody beside myself struggled with this one? This is the problem, guys, is that we are prone to wander. We're prone to kind of get off into self and say, I got God from here. And so God will allow us to fail over and over again, like he did Peter, to get our attention, to bring us to a place where I realize I must rely upon the power of the Holy Spirit, amen, and the ability of God's grace in my life, amen, that he supplies me. That's why if you are a person who consistently prays, consistently is in the Word, consistently worships God, amen, consistently is in fellowship with God's people, consistently, I did say that, consistently in fellowship with God's people, because it's God's idea, not mine. Amen. And consistently obedient to the Lord. People who are consistent in these areas don't stumble. I'm saying they don't fail. They don't live a defeated life. They live a victorious life. I'm already speaking Paul's message for the men's group here. We're going to live a victorious life. Why? If we are relying upon God, when you pray, it means that you're relying upon God, doesn't it? When you're talking to God and say, Lord, I don't have what I need, amen, in myself, but I'm asking you for grace. I'm asking you to help me, amen? And Lord, thank you for your presence. Hallelujah. I'll give you thanks. I'll give you praise for your goodness in my life, amen? It's very important that we remember to give thanks in all things, amen? Because it keeps us humble before God. It keeps us realizing that's not because we're so spiritual, it's because God is so merciful. He says, after starting your Christian lives in the Spirit, why are you now trying to become perfect by your own human effort? And this is when a people lose the revival fire, when they lose the fire of God. It's because at one time, The doors were open. They were there. At one time, I couldn't wait to have that time alone with God. Amen? Amen. I continued to stay in the Spirit. I continued to talk to Jesus throughout my day. I continued to, every opportunity, amen, I'd open the Word of God, amen, and I would be feeding myself. I'd be feeding my spirit, amen, because I was hungry. I was healthy. Amen. And when I was healthy and I was eating properly, eating the right things, amen, then I was spiritually vibrant. I was alive. Come on, somebody. And then all of a sudden, you know, things can begin to shift. Things can begin to change to where now the enemy comes in and he starts to play with your mind and starts to get you proud and get you to think that you're all that now. And when you start to become prideful, amen, then you start to disconnect from God because you're then thinking, I've got it. All right. I've heard sometimes when we can get into trouble giving a testimony. I did this. I did that. As he did this, he did that. Amen. And I just cooperated with him. I just submitted myself to him and he gave me the grace to do what I could do. Now, I want to get to kind of the meat and the heart of what I really want to talk about today. That was the introduction. Just kidding. Jesus came to set the captives free, right? Okay. You and I have been called and authorized by God to enforce, amen, what Christ has done in our own lives, but also in the lives of others. As we become obedient to Christ, as we become, amen, submitted to Christ, amen, now we're in a position to help others get free. Amen. Then we're in a position to move in the authority of God to speak into the lives of others. Amen. Now we're in a position to lay hands on the others. Amen. And we have in a position to command demons to go in Jesus' name. Because we are under God's authority, now we have legitimate authority to exercise spiritual authority over our enemies. Amen. And it has to be in that position. And that's why fasting helps get us out of the way. Amen. And it humbles our soul before God so that we get into the right position to now we can be entrusted with the authority of God to command demons to go. Amen. To heal the sick, to speak the truth, to proclaim the kingdom. Hallelujah. So in Acts 10:38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed. How many? All who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Do you understand that the demons we know are subject to us in his name? Amen. But we also have to understand that in order for us to exercise that authority, we must be in right standing with God personally. We don't want to be like the seven sons of Sceva, amen, who took it upon themselves, all right, to come against the demon. And the demon jumped on them and beat them up. And they ran out of the house naked and beat up, amen. He embarrassed them real good because they thought, well, we'll call on the God that Paul preaches, amen. They didn't know the Lord. Well, Paul we know, Jesus we know, Paul we know, but who are you? Are you hearing me? Are you a child of God? See, the devil doesn't want you to know who you are in Christ and the authority that you have. Amen. So he tries to convince you that, well, you better not mess with me. Are you hearing me? You see, we should be troubling our trouble. We shouldn't allow our trouble to trouble us. We should be troubling our trouble. We're sitting there and get browbeat by the enemy relentlessly. It's time for the church to say, wait a minute, I don't have to put up with this anymore. I don't have to deal with this. I am a child of God. I'm a child of the Most High God. Amen. My Lord has given me authorization on earth to enforce what he's doing in heaven. Amen. And he said in my name, right, you will cast out demons. Take authority over the enemy. Amen. You don't have to call on the priest with the holy water to come out to your house. You take authority as a child of God. Take authority in Jesus' name. Amen. And send those spirits out of there in Jesus' name. And call, amen, for the reign of God. Lord, come and fill our house with your righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Lord, come and establish your rule and your reign in our home. Hallelujah. Because sometimes the enemy will slip in there and all of a sudden things will start getting stirred up. But God wants us to be free. Take authority in Jesus' name. Now, this is the thing that Jesus came to do. We know this so well, and maybe sometime we'll get into it a little bit further. But reading from the prophet Isaiah in Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty those who are oppressed. What did he come to do? Preach the good news to the poor, heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and set at liberty those who are bruised. Now, Jesus came to liberate those who were enslaved by the devil. That's you and I. We must first be liberated. When we are liberated, now we're in position to help others get free. In other words, in Jesus' name, we can liberate others because it's the Lord that will work through us. God wants people free from the devil, free from fear, free from condemnation, free from guilt, free from shame, free from all the power of darkness, free from sin. God wants freedom for his people. Amen. Because as a free people, amen, who are submitted to their Father, we're in a position now to enforce what the Lord has already accomplished on our behalf. People have already been given the opportunity, all right, to be set free. The problem is many do not know that. They do not know the freedom that is available to them in Christ because nobody's told them. Nobody shared the gospel with them. Nobody's told them that you don't have to live like that the rest of your life. You don't have to live by being bound by demons. Amen. God wants you to be free. What we don't know can hurt us. Where there's a lack of the revelation of truth, there's darkness. And the enemy can only remain in the dark areas of our lives. It's the truth. It's the truth, the reality, man, that liberates us from captivity to the enemy. It releases those who are captives in their mind to sin. The truth breaks off every chain of sin and selfishness and Satan. And what does truth do? What Jesus said, it brings freedom to the captives. Amen. The lies of the devil keep people bound up. The devil tells people, you can never be free. People don't come out of the occult because they believe the lie that they've sold their soul to Satan and it's too late. There's no way they can be free. But God came to set the captives free, even those that have done such a thing. How many know that the Bible is very clear that all souls belong to me, says the Lord. All souls, not to the devil. So if a person will repent and turn to Jesus, there is freedom available. There is deliverance available to them. You can be free. You know, who are the captives? Jesus came to release the captives. The captives, it's really speaking of a prisoner of war. You've been taken captive in battle, and now you're a slave. You know, Jesus came to liberate the prisoners, amen, and set them free. How many have ever seen the pictures and the film footage of those who were in, that came back from Vietnam, who had been years incarcerated, you know, and, you know, enemy captives. And they came off that jet, you know, and they got down on their knees and they kissed the ground. So grateful to be free. How much greater to have a soul set free. Amen. From the bondage of sin and Satan and self. To be able to walk in the liberty of the sons of God. Hallelujah. Jesus wants us to have life. And life to the full. Overflowing, abundant life, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Not bondage and fear and depression and anxiety. God says, I want that off you. I want to break you free from that. Don't accept it as if it has to be that way. Quit believing the lie of the devil and start believing the truth. What Jesus said is true. Jesus said in John 6:63, it is a spirit who gives life. Amen. The flesh profits nothing. Zero. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. It's his spirit that sets the captives free. That heals the brokenhearted. That restores sight to the blind. It's the anointing of God that heals the sick, that delivers the captive souls, that breaks addictions, that gives sight to the blind. How many know it's not personal talent or charisma, cleverness, or psychology that liberates people? It is the anointing of God that liberates. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Not by might or power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. If you're not free in Christ, today is a day of your freedom. God wants to liberate you. God wants to break every chain in your life. God does not want his people, amen, spending one more day in torment to the devil, amen. If you want to get free, amen, then just get this thing settled today, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. When we are free, we can make a difference in the lives of others. God wants you and I to be world changers. Amen? Not world conformers, but world changers. And it is the Spirit of the Lord working through us that's going to bring liberty to the captives. That's going to free the captives. Amen? That's going to break the chains, the yoke of the oppressor. God wants to break that. Amen? Hallelujah. So I want to just do something today. Let's just lift our hands to the Lord right now. Because it's Jesus, amen, and his anointing. If you've been dealing with any of these things that I've been talking about today, I want you to give it, surrender it to Jesus right now. Confess it to Jesus. Lord, you know what I'm dealing with. You know these torments in my mind. You know these thoughts, this guilt, this shame, this whatever it is, this anxiety that I've been dealing with, the depression, Lord God, that I've been dealing with. Lord Jesus, I come to you because I know that you alone can liberate me. You alone can set me free. And Lord, I'm asking you to forgive me for my unbelief. And I'm asking you to help my unbelief right now. Lord, give me the faith of heart to believe for my freedom today, to believe for my miracle today, to believe for my healing today. Hallelujah. Father, I pray right now, release your anointing right now. Lord, we're asking right now, release the breaker anointing in this house, Lord God. I pray that you would liberate the captives, Lord God. Open the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf. I pray, hallelujah, that those are bound right now will go free in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, right now we pray, hallelujah, for today is the day of salvation. Today is the day of our deliverance. Today is the day of our freedom, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Lord, bring liberty to the captives here today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And everybody say real out loud, Satan,
Satan.
I reject you.
I renounce you.
In Jesus' name. Satan,
Satan.
I reject you.
I renounce you.
In Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, I receive you. And my complete healing, my complete deliverance, right now, in Jesus' name, I am free by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. I declare I am free indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise him. Hallelujah.